loud.
Totally fine.
I'm offended that you called that rock music. Make it stop. Make it stop.
It's fading out. It's on you now.
Oh my god. The last bit was the best bit, actually.
We could just play that.
Welcome to Parade of Dicks with our resident dick.
Dick DJ in charge.
Co-producer, John L. Picking the worst fucking music.
Like, I think I can do that better, actually.
Horrible.
It's one of my favorite songs.
The beginning bit?
Yes.
What? Who is that?
That's a band called Chico Sai, and they're amazing.
They're Filipino.
I wish he would have said, that was tongue back in the day. Did you like my impression of John L?
Is there any recording of tongue? Thank you. That's Allegra Spread.
Hi.
I am Lucy Buttons.
Yeah, the person that is insulting us is the Dick Finder General.
Attention.
There are things that I know. I'm sorry, that's your favorite. It did start getting to something decent, but like...
You didn't give it a
why
chance.
Why are you playing with the music? Okay, here's something. If you're listening to this podcast, I want you to actually tell Jonelle what you think of the music. That's our third option so far. He also fucked with my Dick Finder General sound. Don't play it again. In the last episode, he had some weird... like metal remix.
I think he just pressed two buttons at the same time.
I thought that this was so cool.
Jonelle, I'm going to take away your that is too loud. Turn it down.
No,
it's good. It's going to balance it out.
He's got fat
but
fingers.
It's going to burn my fucking eardrums. Like, I want to be able to hear for the rest of my life. And it's not even something I want to hear. You know, like if you go to a rock concert and the music's really loud, but you're like, you had this amazing experience and now you're just deaf for the rest of your life. You're like, yeah, but it was totally worth it. But that is not worth
it. It's totally worth it.
That is not worth it. So don't do it. It's not nice.
How are you guys doing?
Jesus Christ.
How are you guys doing this fine evening?
Doing better before.
My butt is sunburned. Other than that, like, my butt is good.
Just your butt and the one stripe on your stomach.
Oh, fuck that one stripe. So rude.
Into the microphone. Into the microphone. So just so they know that your belly is rude.
It's rude. It's rude in so many ways. That's the least of its problems.
All right. So we had one question from the last time that we recorded, which was our opinions on pubic hair.
Ooh, that's very exotic.
Everyone knows that I do not...
Exotic?
I'm trying.
Are you fucking serious?
No.
You have to be present when we're recording. You have to actually participate in the conversation.
Pubic hair.
Not try to sound like... Don't try to educate people again. We already found out that didn't work. Just be present, participate. Like the microphones and the cords aren't even here. It's just us. Trio hanging out talking about pubic hair.
Yeah, they talk about it all the time.
So everyone knows that I hate beards because they feel scratchy on my face and my vagina. But surprisingly, I guess to some people, I am a fan of dick beards, and also for women, laugh into it. I can see it. They need to hear it. I like a good dick beard. I find it very odd when men and really adults in general have no pubic hair. And I have seen a lot of pussy backstage and I don't look at them, but I do see them. And there's usually some pubic hair. Most
in
people,
your peripherals. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we're adults. So when I've dated men that have hoped that I would have no pubic hair or have been surprised to find hair down there, I'm not sure why, because I'm an adult. And similarly, when a man is lucky enough for me to have removed his clothing and see his atrocity of a body. There's only one guy that I took his clothes off and I was like, yes. Everyone else, I was like, ugh, good thing I got to know you first.
Oh my God.
And shots then if they fired, you're savage.
Well, the Canadian. That's all I'm saying.
Oh but my God, the naked baby.
The naked old man baby body. That's what I called him.
And bent over and reaching.
I wish that I could.
Seinfeld episode. I mean, like, it's too relevant for him as a Seinfeld fan. But, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
So irrelevant to that situation.
It was not good.
No
and
one's
then he had
naked,
no.
Folded over.
No body hair. And, like, he was 42 years old.
If even on around his junk?
Yeah, he shaved weird everything, which made him look more like a baby body. He didn't shave his legs, and he didn't shave his butt, which he should have. And that makes it weirder, too. Like, if you're a gross man with hair all over your body, and I'm not body shaming people, but, like, hair is kind of gross. It has to be mitigated. You know, you should have some, but
trimmed.
Sometimes it needs to be mitigated. Yeah. Pubic hair, I don't actually need it to be trimmed. That's fine. If you trim it, that's fine, too. If you shape it, it can probably be fine.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I do think there should be some there. And if you're going to remove all of the hair from one area of your body, I would prefer it to be your ass, your back, your shoulders, like your deltoids. Why do people have hair there? It grows there. Fine. Yeah. But like, you know, if you're going to have your arms out, maybe do something. Just maybe.
Yeah, well,
or please don't touch me with that part of your body.
Maybe they want to catch their popcorn in their shoulder beard.
That's true.
And their neighbor's popcorn on the train. There should be a sound for that. You need a sound for the motion that you just made.
No, but
is that like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
So, you know, Mag, like,
she's like twitching in the chair, but nobody can tell.
Stupid
magazines say that, you know, they suggest manscaping because it makes their junk look bigger. I think he went a little too far because shaving it entirely is.
He looked like a full on baby at that point.
And at the same time, like Cosmopolitan and like other, like, you know, femme magazines are to blame for like the entire like bald pussy thing. And it makes more friction and you look like a Barbie.
It's pedophile culture.
It's infantile. Like, it's fetishizing the idea of like youth and like taking someone's virginity. It's fucking creepy.
And when it's growing out a little bit, looks like chicken skin.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Chicken skin? For real?
Well, when my other thing is, okay, so like for oral sex,
Because of shave rash.
There you go.
Chicken skin. That makes more sense now. I was like,
It for oral sex, especially like being performed on a woman. I get it more because honestly, it does not get in the way of sucking a dick at all to me, or even sucking on a testicle. I don't care if there's hair there, like whatever. I don't know. Do you feel like it gets in the way?
I do think it gets in the way.
Okay. So here's my thing though. I think for actual intercourse, I think it's better to have hair. If friction. Two people are completely shaved, it's like that, like damp skin. It sticks. It's bad. It's painful. If you didn't have razor burn, you're going to have friction burn.
Fuck that noise.
And you're not going to be able to keep fucking for a long time. It's like, that's like for a quick bang, which is what the people that like that are into. Like, I think if they want someone to have a completely bald genital area, then they're not actually connecting. They don't like the person. They don't care about smells and touch and kissing
skin and foreplay. Skin.
Yeah, it's just really like insert penis.
Or like whatever, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I like had it burned into my mind that pubic hair was something that was disgusting and was shamed about. And like all of the male partners I had would like for some reason got into their minds that it was their job to ask me or remind me if I had removed all of my genital pubic hair.
And like frequently or before you would have sex?
I don't know why the fuck they thought it was their business or why they thought that it was necessary. And so it was always a shmoo. Shmoo, 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 shmoo. And I never really realized how much, unless I'm like, I was fucking annoyed. Like, if you've ever experienced a shaving cut on your cooch, it's like not the best.
Yeah.
Stings a lot. Like, if it's on your leg, you're like, it's my leg. Like, my leg, it bleeds for a long time.
Sure.
And, like, fuck, we already bleed enough from that area. It doesn't need to be literally cut. And then rubbed on.
Sure, yeah. Like, for, like, a long time. Let's cut it so that we can poke at it and rub on it and rip. And it's very delicate skin.
For hygiene as well, you're better, like, washing yourself. And, like, you can shampoo your pubes if you want. Some people do.
Yeah, and I mean, depending on women's genitals come in all different shapes. I talk a lot with some friends about it being a pocketbook versus a money clip. When it's a money clip, everything's just out there and you can see it all the time. When it's a pocketbook, you have to like open your little coin purse to get inside to get the good stuff. So depending on the shape and where the hair grows and how hairy you are, like if I shave my, and I have like, I think twice, if I shave my entire pussy and then it starts growing back, I'm actually being like poked in the clit with pointy, my own hair.
Pointy.
As it's growing back in. And that's just, I mean,
there are certain areas
get,
you shouldn't remove it from because it's designed to be soft around there. Like in the hair, when it's long enough,
do you want to like take
softer.
A look and tell me where I'm?
No. I'm just, but what you're saying is, and it's, everyone is, everyone's like shape and growth is different
right.
for that. But even just a landing strip, like.
Okay. So what is your preferred style for yourself? And what is your preferred style for either
male and female partners?
Yeah.
Like, well, do you have a preference?
Not necessarily male or female, but depending on the genitals that the person has.
Just pubic hair in general?
Because it does vary if there's a penis or there's a, right. Okay.
So like for me, for burlesque stuff, because I'm doing burlesque once a month, I do like a trim triangle is what I want to call it. It's just like bikini line, but because our G-strings are fucking tiny, it's a very specific shape.
Sure. And you didn't used to until you and I had this conversation, right? When we met.
Yeah.
You were shaved clean.
Why the fuck don't you have pubic hair? Why the fuck are you not getting finished first?
I feel like in some ways I've actually conquered your vagina.
And then like in a lot of ways, victory. You haven't.
No, I haven't. I don't mean that. but I'm proud to have given you the confidence to have ginger pubes.
Yeah, thanks. And I feel really good about it. Like,
good.
It's cool. And in terms of like with partners, I like some foliage to be there, whether like whatever kind of genitals the person that I'm sleeping with has. I like there to be something there because I don't want to get burr burns.
But you don't care at all.
It's the
shape,
I don't care.
The shape or the length.
I don't want it to be totally shaved. That's the one thing that I'm like not really.
And you did have something happen with that once. Someone shaved.
Oh my God. I was dating this guy and we'd been dating for 6 months and it was my birthday and his birthday surprise for me was, ta-da, I shaved my dick. And I was like, why the fuck would you do that? What have you done? It doesn't make it look any bigger. And he was really upset that I wasn't so thrilled with the whole shave thing.
He was itchy for days.
And he was itchy for the longest time. And he was like, oh my God, I got all these ingrown hairs. I'm like, you stupid motherfucker. You ruined what, he's a Portuguese, beautiful, like, little dude. And like, you know, ruined everything. He had a proportionate dick. When it hit, there was hair there.
Like now for my birthday, I'm just going to bed early. I'm getting extra sleep for my
birthday. I was like, okay, so I'll just, because I think part of the other reason why he had shaved it is because I wanted to, the specific request for my birthday was his dick and cheesecake. And I think he thought I wanted to eat the cheesecake off his dick. Maybe why he shaved it.
Okay, Jonelle, I do want to hear yours, but I feel but like putting we're taking
your,
a turn.
Putting your dick in a cheesecake just sounds like a hygiene nightmare. And I was like, no, I wanted to eat the cheesecake and enjoy your dick.
So how do we feel about food and sex?
Ooh.
Because now we've taken a turn. We'll get back to Jonelle's. I'll make a note.
Like, would you like some chicken? I've got more. Like, what kind of, like, eating while having sex?
Well, I remember, like, you know, in high school when I first started having sex.
Eat off another person.
Yeah, you know, like, it's in movies and porn.
Exactly.
You have this idea that it's, like, the sexy thing, but it's not.
It's not.
It was, like, it was messy. Things burn. I mean, I have an act where I pour champagne all over my body because I wanted
you get drunk that way?
In your vagina, absolutely. People
no,
do
your whole body,
your skin,
because
yeah.
your body, your okay. organ absorbs alcohol.
It's an organ, but like I wanted my rap video moment, right? So like, I did. I wanted to be a video hoe. Yes.
I beat you. I'm a more efficient air horn.
So I wanted that, but that shit burns on my pussy every time I do it.
Ooh.
And it gets like this yeasty thing on my skin. And when I was in, which is not something you want on your pussy.
Uh-uh.
And when I was in high school and I remembered it, like we had like caramel and we had chocolate and we did whatever, you know, you would put things in your mouth. Remember that was like a thing? You would put like an Altoid and like give a blow job.
And someone else has to go grab it.
You know?
Or like you put a candy in your mouth, the other person has to go like, take it from you.
Pass it around.
So fucking
share
disgusting.
A gum.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Come on, you did that.
Never.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of things on TV. There's a lot of things on TV and movies that are overly romanticized, like food and sex, sex on the beach. Sounds overly romantic, but
sand.
Things get in your junk, and you get sticky.
Yeast.
And who's gonna do the? Who's gonna launder my damn sheets if we ate like whipped cream and
well, I mean,
chocolate all
yeah,
over
afterwards
my bed.
You have to get up, you have to shower, you have to pee.
There's like
change the sheets.
So, I mean, that's...
There's like Samantha from Sex and the City, and she's like, she's like, my entire body was naked and covered in sushi. I got wasabi in places there should never be wasabi. And she's like naked. She starts eating the sushi off her naked body real like begrudgingly, like, fuck this motherfucker. He was supposed to be home for Valentine's Day, and I'm naked with sushi all over my body, and I'm hungry, and I'm like mad, whatever. Right.
Yeah, and whipped cream, I mean, then you got to go to the gym.
Answer. Oh yeah, the sugar.
Like fucking should be burning calories, not adding them.
I mean, like you could feed each other stuff as foreplay.
You're
but
a feeder. You are such a feeder. You want to take them to dinner.
Fetish.
And
I like
feed them in bed.
You know, but that's the thing. It's like even that you have to be very careful not to.
You should
spill
have
stuff.
A salad. You should feed a lion and see how it feels. Ooh. If that's like you're like
I'm the lion. Meow.
That's no.
I saw a video of leopards meowing today.
Oh, cute.
And someone was like, I thought they roar, but no, they purr.
No, they
like
purr like real cats. That's why leopards are great.
Yeah. Anyway, so no food for you, Allegra? Sex food?
I also didn't understand the appeal. In high school, people were always talking about like, oh, it's just like this flavored lube. Tastes like cupcakes. And I'm like, I would try. Ooh. I was like, give me that. I would have like a lick of it, like one tiny finger, like that does not taste like a cupcake. You've been fooled. This is a ruse.
Yes.
This is fucked up. Who the fuck sold you that? And they were like, I'm like, not sure why I sound like a gay man when I said that.
Edible underwear? Anybody?
Never. The candy underwear. The candy tastes like fucking like
exactly.
Talc chalk. You know the
I don't know.
Like
firsthand. First of all, I didn't try it out.
It
but
looks like a fruit roll up.
No, candy underwear.
No,
like the
no
little...
I know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I did try. Oh, there. It's like a fruit roll up, but it's in the shape of underwear.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah.
Like a
fuck
fruit,
out of here.
A fruit leather.
You sweat a lot.
A fruit leather. It sounds again like yeast and like things we don't want to be near in 3 days' time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
cultured.
I did try a flavored lube in high school.
And?
Mint. Because I like mint everything.
I
and it was gross.
I had a chocolate.
Wait, did you feel
spray.
Minty?
You're supposed to, I mean, the point, isn't the point of flavored lube that you can go from oral sex to regular sex and things take, like, what is the point of flavored lube?
To make it fun.
And feeling,
isn't
I guess.
Isn't it fun? I had a chocolate mint oral numbing spray. That was fun because I couldn't feel it and my gag reflex was a little
easier
to
deal with. Oh, that's interesting. Huh. But I kind of really don't understand, like, when I'm sucking a dick, I'm... If it tastes like anything, before he comes, if it tastes like anything, there's probably a problem there.
Yeah.
We didn't, the test.
We'll get to
we
that. That's
to
a different episode.
Right.
Not the-
Well, we haven't done the market research yet.
Yes, that's- yes. We have to do the research.
Ooh, okay.
Don't get ahead of ourselves. We're talking about.
I was thinking about it as I was eating asparagus the other day.
No, but I think there's some lube that has some feeling to it that will add some
the burning
tingling
the,
sensation that
oh,
I guess
don't
some
want
people
my menthol,
like.
Menthol. Yeah. I don't want menthol anywhere
well,
near my
like
junk.
It.
Well, end of story, to skip to the end, it irritated oof. My vagina. So I had
that's
a cranky, minty pussy.
You know, but it was like it was cranky as well, but it was minty fresh.
So
you know
minty
what's
fresh.
Fucked up about that chocolate mint numbing spray? My partner's mom bought it for me because she was buying.
Funny.
She's like, I bought two. Here's one for you. And I was like,
wow.
But isn't
I
that
awkward?
I have like, they had like a weird fucking eatable relationship.
It wasn't for that though. But the thing is with, not with that, that was just you expanded on the product's use. But with the lubes, I feel like, you know, that is part of just telling people that their genitals are gross. They smell gross. They taste gross. You
absolutely.
Need this thing to flavor you.
So
yeah.
here's the other thing too.
Body
if people
are
using lube for normal sex, like vaginal sex, isn't that a little bit
let's
of like a sign?
Let's not call that normal though.
Oh, vaginal sex. There you go. So
you mean penetrative sex.
Yeah.
Penetrative
so, but
vaginal.
She's at just call
no, because,
it penetrative
so,
sex.
But that could be ass too.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, personally, I would only use or I would think that people would only use lube if they're going to do anal sex.
Really?
Because
what if the vagina's dry?
So that's
not
the
all.
Thing.
Not all vaginas are super smooth.
I understand.
That's because you make them come before you have sex. But I have had plenty of times where some guy is boring as fuck and he tries to stick his dick in my Sahara
no
pussy.
No bueno.
And it clenches up cactus. And it hates them. And I don't even know why I participated.
But that should be a wink, wink kind of message to the dude where he's like, oh, let's fuck.
It should be, but men are fucking stupid.
Hand me the lube. That'll be like a sign like
you didn't. I don't have lube.
Or did you?
That's a good, that's actually like, you know what? I don't own lube because it's your job to make me wet. Hey. So let's get it there.
My pussy gets wet as shit if you do the right, if you're hot. Like sometimes I'll just be
just having a good conversation sometimes. You're
sure. Yeah, sparkle bush. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So if I'm, it's not that I've never owned lube. I'm not trying to judge you for breaking out your anal sex lube, John.
KY jelly.
But like it is really a thing. And like if I have to reach for it, I actually now, this is not something that I was able to do when I was, you know, in high school, whatever. But now if I have to reach for it, I think that that I need to question whether or not I really want to be having sex with that person.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's totally fair and valid. The only reason I use lube is if I'm using a toy.
Right. Another one. So another valid reason.
I can't look at it and go, yes. It's a fucking toy. It can't evoke that emotion.
So if you're having anal sex, your point is that you might want to make it smell better.
No, I mean, it's just like, yeah, that's like, the only reason why you should have
he's
it.
He's like, but why are you using lube? That's his question.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's like, you know, it's biology. It'll smell different, taste different. But in the end, if a person would hand you, like, oh, I'm so dry, but it, you know, whatever. That's kind of like, for me, a turn off if you still need a lube for me to.
Good. I'm glad that you're that aware of it. Let's get back to, well, no, we're getting, you've mentioned, I want to get back to Janelle's pubic hair preferences.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
I mean,
on yourself or on them?
So on myself, I will not manscape because.
You don't shave at all.
I don't shave at all.
But although. But you're Asian, so you don't grow very much. Is that true for you, for your culture?
No.
Generally.
No, Asian pubic hair is generally bushy. It's fairly long. It's not super curly as most. It's not like.
It's straight hair.
It's semi-straight.
It's thick, also thick.
So, I mean, if people who watch like Japanese porn or just like any Asian, Southeast Asian porn.
Honey, their genitals are pixelated.
Well,
like,
the ones,
you can't actually see their pubes.
That is true. Good.
Come on, you know this.
No, but there are uncensored one. And they're, it's bushy. That's why I think the pressure for, I think there's more pressure for Asian men to do more manscaping because it'll make their dicks look larger because ideal or the stereotype is it's not as big as other ethnicities.
Okay.
But for me, no, I mean, this is who I am. Take it. Although I do have a funny story that I have to share because shout out to my best friend, RJ.
Where the fuck is this going?
There's the rap.
So we were when we were in college, me, a good buddy of mine, RJ, and our girlfriends at that time were also best friends.
Did you share girlfriends? We both had girlfriends.
So our girlfriends were best friends too.
Oh, cute.
And then our girlfriends decided to do like a waxing session. So they had their armpits done, legs done, and crotch done in one of their houses. And so while they were having their girls' day, having their waxing and stuff, we were just, you know, on next door playing video games and whatnot. But as a dare, our girlfriend said that if you guys can, you know, can get waxing done without shouting, then we're some naughty stuff was going to happen that
you can
night.
Tell us.
Yeah, so it's like so
this is that podcast where we talk about dirty things.
What so was the naughty
we were just
stuff,
talking about
Janelle?
Anal sex
we were just talking about anal sex and that was around that time where we're like my girlfriend we attempted it but we never really went all for it. It's like yeah this is the night that we're gonna do it
if this is you, another one of those things that sounds hotter in theory than it really is.
That's
okay,
true.
Go ahead.
But
you waxed it, I'll let you put it in my butt, is that what she's saying?
Kind of is. So me and RJ, we went there and had our bikini wax too.
Did they wax your balls?
They waxed my ABC, my ass ball connection, which is the taint.
Uh-huh.
That was probably, I screamed like a motherfucker.
Ass ball connection. Sorry,
I've never heard
really
that before.
ABC ass ball connection.
Because it's a triple X when it's like front, back, and asshole.
Did they do your asshole?
They didn't do the asshole, but the ABC and all of my crotch.
Feels kind of good.
and the bikini line too, like near, I don't know what you call the armpit of the legs, but
yeah, that's the bikini line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
Armpit of the legs, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here. Love that.
When we did it, we were crying like babies and they were laughing.
The waxing the or waxing. The anal?
So they were there.
They were there. They were.
Hey! No, it's too late.
No, but
you're done with the sound effects.
Okay, they were just outside the door. They knew that we were not going to handle it properly. Of course,
we've been waxed.
Men are babies.
Yeah,
RJ kind of handled it a little better than I did, but he just grunted most of the.
He was biting a piece of leather, so he was good.
A lot of grunts. I screamed a few times, and to just add more insult to injury, like 2 days later, I had a fever. Because what? It was, I like my body was shocked by the pain. Because I was literally expecting, like, you oh, maybe prick. I had a fever, a full on fever.
Getting your taint waxed. Okay.
My whole bikini part. And that's when I realized
dick
like,
fever.
Hey.
Fever in the morning. Fever yeah, from your
that
ABC.
That could be the name of this episode. I'm just saying. Dick oh. fever.
The so yeah, ABCs of dick fever.
Oh my God. ABC.
But so personally,
and the
for
armpit
me.
Of the armpit.
Personally, for me, I'm happy with how it looks. I don't think it's too bushy. I don't think my dick is hiding.
Would you wax it again?
It will take a lot for somebody.
But visually, did you think it make it look? Did it look bigger?
No, that's the thing too. I asked my girlfriend at that time. It's like no.
She's like, no, it looks weird. Can you grow it back?
Yeah, because like especially when it was growing back too, he would joke, and that's where I got the chicken skin.
Oh, you had the chicken skin. That's how you know. I was like, I thought you were like being judgy on some.
No, that's when I realized.
I'm like, how fucking dare you?
Yeah, that's when I realized.
How fucking dare you?
But I, you know, for me, for women, I do find their choice of shape fascinating. And
do you think it says something about the woman?
I was thinking about that while you guys were talking about it. It's just like, no, I think. It shows that they care about their personal grooming, that they would shape it in a way that it's
lightning bolt.
I thought about a lightning bolt when I was like shaping it for just like G-string level, but I'm like, that's more.
I haven't seen anything that weird, but like
there were stencils and everything in the early thousands. It was like a huge thing, like all the different shapes, like a heart or a star.
Vajazzle
was totally like.
But that's for normal people. That's not for burlesque performers because we're kind of like vajazzling everything anyway.
Everything's vajazzling.
I see a lot of landing strips and a lot of triangles.
Right. So how often do you see a completely bare pussy? I mean, I know it's rare that you see a pussy.
There you go.
Anyway.
Other than your cat who's right outside.
Wah, wah.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Meow, meow.
Let's see. I've seen one in the 3 years that I've been single. Most of them have, a couple of them had
okay,
one
so
bear.
That's actually really.
That's interesting.
That's good
that's
to know
good.
Because people really feel that pressure that
people
you used to feel.
People have been trying really, really hard to take away that stigma of like. Like hair is dirty.
Hair is
gross.
Dirty, and there it's trends. In the 70s, the big bush was popular. In the 90s, I feel like it was more of a strip or whatever.
Some landing strip.
And then 2000s, it's like to have nothing
or vajazzled if something
or to vajazzle. That was like a year where people were doing that or whatever.
Was like
but
a
like
very short trend.
You know, it's gonna change, and so I think these people that are getting their pussies lasered are gonna be putting some like Revita pussy on their Ooh. Thing later. Because they have that for eyebrows, because
like
eyebrows
Rogaine, were, like Rogaine
and armpits
for your pubic hair.
Because well, I don't know if I think armpits are gonna change.
No, the most people now, or like a couple of years ago, the trend was like lasering your bikini line in your armpits as a package.
I know, but I feel like people. I don't know if I think the armpit thing will change. Certainly, some people are trying to change it. There's plenty of non-binary people that are
fuzzy
growing
fans.
Out there. Yeah, but like in the 90s, you know, eyebrows were really skinny and very shaped. And for years, people have been trying to grow them out and get them thicker, and it's a sign of youth now. And I think it'll be the same with their vagina. So all these people that lasered all the... And I think about, like, when I'm 60, 65, I might want to grow it out and kind of cover it up. I mean, things do change, and, like, you know, you just might want to kind of...
I don't want to see this.
Close that coin purse.
I don't want
to
see this.
No, but actually, to Allegra's point, too, like, you feel pressure that you need to shave yours, but for...
Well, anecdotally,
but anecdotally, recently, friends of mine, when we're talking about, you know, women in general, and we're seeing more and more women grow out their leg hair and armpit hair.
Yeah,
I think it's becoming more and more socially acceptable to
search the hashtag if you're into it.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I think too, that the way people react to it makes a big difference. I have a friend who was in a great relationship, had moved in with someone, and then he said something about her pubic hair, and it just all of a sudden it made sex really awkward, you know, for women, especially because we're already told that our genitals are gross and the hair is gross and the smell is gross and the taste is gross and the mucous membrane texture, whatever, is gross. And so then if you comment on anything negatively, I mean, it can be difficult to make women come. And so you do that. And then
we all grow up with a fucking complex about it. Like this generation, at least like Lucy and I, and maybe like, I'm going to say maybe folks, maybe within 5 years younger than me as a 27-year-old. Other than that, I think like there's a whole, the new wave of kids like seem to be.
Yeah. And men are never like, how does my dick taste? How's my cum taste? No, nobody cares about that. But like girls like, does it taste okay? How does it smell? What, you know, do you like
I remember literally having those conversations. Yeah. Like, does it, like, freaking the fuck out the first time that I, like, you know, had oral sex performed on me? Like, freaking out. Just, like, what if it tastes like potatoes or something super weird?
So women,
I don't know what it tastes like. I haven't put my finger in my cunt and licked it.
Well, like, I kind of do know what mine tastes like now.
I know what mine tastes like now.
Okay.
Like,
so, I mean, I love that smell on a man's face.
Yeah.
But so, we are raised with those things. And I think it's really important that, you know, people react, whether it's armpit hair or leg hair or whatever, the way you react really sets the tone. And also, you know, in general, when we're talking about ladies first and all of that stuff, you have to make women feel comfortable in their bodies. And part of that is not expecting anything with their pubic hair or any shape or whatever. And like just going with it, because hopefully you're actually into the person by the time you're like licking you're their down genitals. There. Yeah.
And that's also the general,
which is why I still had sex with the gross baby body, because I actually liked the person.
Yeah. The thing as well, with pubic hair. Yeah. The thing as well, with pubic hair is it's such an important part of transition for queer people. For trans people specifically, they start taking testosterone to see growth of hair, to feel.
Hair can be erotic.
Exactly.
No, but like they can actually see their new face. On the new body,
they're transforming to the version that they want themselves
hair.
To be.
That's the first thing that they see, other than some like physiology, like actual changes, like obviously, like, you know, no more menses and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, like, that was a thing that was, you know, so it's like a pinnacle of transition for like my trans friends when they started taking tea, and it's like such a huge thing for them to have like full. You know, like European level hairy legs and all that kind of stuff. And it's exciting for them.
I had a guy that told me once.
We celebrate. Like, a little beard. Like, you've got a little beard. It's exciting.
I get that. I did have someone comment on mine once and wanted me to adjust it or whatever. And I just kind of shut him down and was like, no, I'm sorry. Like, A, I'm an adult. B, this is what makes me physically comfortable during sex, during oral sex, when I'm just walking around down the street. And like, I think that's not your business. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
I mean, you can request certain things to your preferences. So
I don't care if it's a triangle or a landing strip. If you want it an inch higher or an inch lower or whatever, it's fine. But I'm Italian. There's a lot of play there.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Because I am too. I totally get it.
I actually particularly like armpit hair in certain occasions, like
interesting.
Yeah, so when me and my ex were together for a long time now, we're trying to spice things up. So my ex was like, "Yeah, how about?" And she was a redhead. I was curious. Let's do it. Like, grow your armpit hair. Took a while though. But it was a fun experience.
The texture is very different. It's not like that wispy brown, very like ethereal, like Whole Foods kind of armpit hair that like. You know, you can see for like a lot of European femmes, it's like, it's the UK, it's like, it's
and every body is different. Sometimes the pubic hair color doesn't match. Sometimes it's lighter, darker, whatnot. So it's a fun journey for both of you if you're both into it. But if you're forcing somebody like, no, I like my woman's vagina bare like a baby, it just says something a lot of that person and whatnot.
Pedophile culture.
I literally had one guy ask me, send me a picture of your of your bald cat.
Gross.
And I almost sent him a picture of a sphinx. You and I fucking love naked alien cats. You know how much I love those fucking cats.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You should have sent that for sure.
At the time, I didn't know what they were called to be able to Google. Aww. And I probably didn't even have Google. I literally was like 14 at the time.
Sphinx?
Devon Rex Sapphire.
Yeah.
It's too just bad. Hyperallergenic.
But it's also like anything around a person's genitalia, it's very
sensitive.
And it's
very connected with, yeah.
I myself also, like, maybe after the second or third time you sleep with a person, there's always this fun conversation saying, it's like, do you want me to shower before? Or, cause like, I get conscious myself. Like, if you go out to dinner, walk around, have some drinks, you go home and you've worked like a full 8-10 hour day.
You have the city on you.
Yeah. You don't know how that.
Ew. This is a New York specific comment, exactly, by the way, for our international listeners.
Your feet are, covered in soot.
Exactly.
Literal fucking soot.
In the summer.
Your feet are sweaty. Your junk is sweaty. Some people are into it. But you'll never know unless you sit down and talk to them too.
Well, I think when you're really with someone, then you like their pheromones, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't mind how they smell, because their smell is their pheromones. And
that's an important.
And then it's okay. And yeah, smell is biology. Really important. Absolutely. But I mean, I had one relationship. I don't know how it got set up, but it got set up where, like, you know, certainly if we were both walking around all day and then got back to my house, and he wanted to take a shower, then I was going to take a shower, because you don't want one stinky person and one, like, freshly showered person. So then I would take a shower. And then it became that every time we would have sex, we would shower. And then sometimes it's just like, you know, I don't feel like showering right now.
Would you shower together?
No.
Oh, so then, no, fuck that. Like, I had a system.
I fucking hate showering with people.
I had a system with my partner. Like, he is a sweaty, real smelly, like, I mean, his pheromones weren't great, actually. It's probably why it never really worked out, amongst other things. But he was smelly and very sweaty all of the time ever, even in winter. So we had a system, and we had one of those really huge, like, fucking apartment, New York apartment-sized showers. Like, it was, like, spacious. So we would take a shower together. And we would just, like, you know, scrub each other down, really chill. Sometimes things would happen in the shower. Often it didn't, because
shower sex sucks too.
He was too stupid to figure it out.
Clean the bathroom.
He's just like, erp, derp, derp. I'm a big rugby player and I'm dumb, so he wouldn't be able to figure it out. And then I'd be like, let's just dry off and let's just have sex.
But there's like that tilt in the tub, and like there's no tub. Yeah,
it's one of those like fancy ass like full glass tiled like room kind of situations. But anyway,
I've lived in New York forever.
We were literally blessed, and he still fucked it up. Anyway, we would take a shower together, very very businesslike, and then we would do whatever elsewhere.
Right. Clean. And so it just, well, I don't to shower with people.
But it was really fucking annoying. Sometimes I'd be like, well, the mood's already gone.
Right. It's gone.
Cheers for that.
It's gone. And then you don't have the biology aspect of the scent. And I do shower. I shower all the fucking time. But it's a chore, kind of. Like,
twice a day in summer,
I like to shower when I'm hot or when I'm like, whatever. But like, I really don't. It's a lot of work.
And that's kind of like the momentum aspect also.
Absolutely.
You've gone a nice dinner.
You're building a hype.
Very, you know, you have a romantic dinner.
I got dressed up. I have nice lingerie on. I have a beautiful dress.
And then, you know, it happened to me plenty of times. Like, you know, great dinner. Go to, you know, hot makeout session in the living room. You're bringing the person to your bed, and they go like, hop in the shower. It's like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty, like, hop in the shower. That's, like, weird and judgy.
Maybe that's a nice way of saying you stink. But also,
you should hop in the shower.
I mean, I feel silly, but, you know, I'm a burlesque performer for a reason. I like the tease. I like someone to undress me and see the layers that I put on.
Remember
and that
talking
experience.
About that.
Yeah. And
he never undressed me.
And I like to undress him. Yeah. I think that's fun. It's especially when it's new. It's like, mm-hmm. what's under there?
Yeah.
It's usually worse, but like, I'm still curious. I still like that process. I still like, you know, undoing the belt and like kind of sticking my hands in there to undo the button and all that stuff. It's hot. Hot to like feel the genitals through the underwear and like, you know, the heat and the erection or whatever, the wetness. It's hot.
It's
and
fun
so
to
you
throw,
take all that away. I get out of the shower and it's like, okay, now we're both naked standing here like children. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And like, where's that going?
Yeah. Sometimes it works. Like, you know, if you're having a long night together, you can do a little shower, have a little drink, and then ease back into it. But, you know, for most of the time, if you know, if I have a partner and they're coming home from work, sometimes I just want to tear their clothes off their bodies and then throw them on bed and then
yes.
or wherever.
And the best, them wherever. The best and most consistently good sex I had was with people that made me feel comfortable having, like, you know, unshowered sex. I don't want to say dirty sex, but it was dirty sex too. And like didn't care about my pubic hair or leg hair or whatever. And just like, yeah, it's it wasn't just that it was spontaneous. It was that we genuinely felt comfortable with one another, which is something that should happen
for
in
intimacy.
Long-term. Yeah, it should happen in long-term relationships, but it doesn't always.
Yeah.
So
it can happen in short casual relationships too, as long as you have that level of comfort where you're like,
it can
feel hot in your body. You want to feel hot in your body. That's like
both people.
That's the end of it.
You want you want the other person to think you're hot, and you want to feel hot and be attracted to them. And that's the thing too. I think it is a little bit of like a male female dynamic that is just projected onto women that, you know, we're gross.
Oh, yeah.
And I think men are genuinely more gross.
True.
Periods.
Like,
great example.
Well, we'll get to that in another episode because we stayed on this topic a very long time. But yes. Yeah. But in general, I just think all the things that women are supposed to do with the creams and the shaving and the blah, 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 blah.
You can.
Men don't do any of that.
You can shave off your pubic hair if you want to. You can grow it out if you want, if you both wanted to. But, you know, sometimes like there are porn genres out there where, you know, shaving off their pubic hair is a thing. Some people
like shaving
videos of
so that is a thing, so it can be sexy, but if you're forced into anything.
I shaved a man's asshole once and there was nothing sexy about that. I still have that burned in my memory, so I definitely
was
do
that
not
your
have
idea
that
though.
Thank you for that visual.
You're welcome.
Was that your idea? Let's shave your asshole.
He was so hairy, though. Oh. He was, you know, it's funny.
How many razor heads did you use?
This is just one.
Seven.
A weed whacker.
I should have had a weed whacker. You know, it's funny because it's one of those things like when you, I was in a really long-term relationship and then I dated someone else and then I did, but I hadn't really like really spent time fucking the same person over and over and over with multiple people. So I really didn't know. And I kind of always thought like blonde haired guys wouldn't have very much hair, but they have a surprising amount of hair. They actually have the most
hair. They have a lot of hair. It's just really light.
Yeah. And so the first blonde guy that I slept with, he had a butt hair and back hair and lots of chest hair and no hair on his dick, which was offensive. That's not okay. Be consistent. Right? Be consistent. See, this now plays into the beard thing. We're going to have to, it's okay. But so, and then the second one was really, he was so hairy that the hair from his legs came up his butt cheeks, like up the back, which is kind of rare, into his ass crack. All that hair went together and halfway up his back. Ooh. And it went around his hips, which is very rare, and grew all the way into his pubic
hair. So he had like hair chaps.
World championship belt.
It's more than chaps, because chaps, your butt is out, but his butt was covered in it. He had hair pants. And they were high waisted because hair came
hair
up
pampers.
A lot in the front. And then he had chest hair. It was so long, I thought I could braid it. And that was the one time I said, could you please trim your chest hair? Because it's a lot. And he would like to wear his.
Was he European?
No, he thought he was. He liked to wear like 70s style stuff. So he would have that shirt open.
And the chain?
What?
With a pinky ring? Boots?
Pickens are slim in Wisconsin. Okay.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. And so I was like, could you trim your chest hair? And then it was okay. But so he was so hairy. I'm like, just please, can we take care of your ass? And I shaved it one day in the shower. It started as a sexy shower together. And then it became not. So I can't read while I'm doing it.
I literally just
that was
got
our
I
podcast got for tonight. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, want to be heard on our show, please call 347-927-2401. Thank you, Allegra, for being back. And thank you for listening.